morning is taken from Hebrews, and it's Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, and then chapter 2, verses 5 through 12. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets, but in these last days he has spoken to us by a Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he also created the worlds. He is the reflection of God's glory and the exact imprint of God's very being, and he sustains all things by his powerful word. When he had made purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. Now God did not subject the coming world about which we are speaking to angels, but someone has testified somewhere, "What are human beings that you are mindful of them, or mortals that you care for them? You have made them for a little while lower than the angels. You have crowned them with glory and honor, subjecting all things under their feet. Now in subjecting all things to them, God left nothing outside their control. As it is, we do not yet see everything in subjection to them, but we do see Jesus, who for a little while was made lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering of death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. It was fitting that God, for whom and through whom all things exist, in bringing many children to glory, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For the one who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one Father. For this reason, Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters, saying, I will proclaim your name to my brothers and sisters in the midst of the congregation. I will praise you. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I think it's interesting here that in this definition of the faith, in this statement as to what it is to be Christian, that he says in the midst of trying to understand the relationship of God, the Father, the Son, and the angels and humans and everything else, he says, but we do see Jesus. We do see Jesus. We have that understanding. We have that understanding in the midst of all things. And so it sort of raises the question for us, how do you see Jesus? How do you see Jesus, not in terms of how do you define Jesus, but how do you see Jesus in today's world? How do you see the presence of Jesus active and living in the world? How do you see the presence of Jesus in our community or even in the world? Today, we celebrate communion, which is normal for us on the first Sunday of the month to celebrate communion. But today is World Communion Sunday. It's the Sunday in which different denominations around the world, certainly all United Methodists, serve Holy Communion, so that we are participating with Christians around the world in this sacrament of Holy Communion. So as we take it, we know that Christians around the planet are also, depending on their time zones, taking communion with us. And so it helps us to understand that we see Jesus in the lives of others. We see Jesus, the presence of Christians around the world, and that also we are called upon as Christians here and now in this time, in this place, to be involved in making sure that Jesus is seen around the world. One way in which you do that is through the apportionments, through the World Service Fund. This sounds like I just went to a commercial, I'm sorry. But the World Service Fund is a very important part of the giving of Bethesda United Methodist Church, as is true with all United Methodist churches around the planet. There are 12.5 million United Methodists on the planet Earth at this time. And it's very interesting to know that the 12.5 million United Methodists have raised over $140 million for missions this past year in 2017. You have raised $140 million for missions. Isn't that a staggering amount? Isn't that amazing? And as United Methodists, we have raised over $70 million for disaster relief. disaster relief. Isn't that something? That is just amazing. So you say, well, that's great. We've raised all this money. Where does it go? How can we see Jesus around the world? Well, let's just go on a little journey. You know, if you go on the website for the United Methodist General Board of Global Ministries, you'll see many different missions and ministries of the church. I'm just going to highlight just a handful. We can start with Africa. Of course, we know that Jessica Davis is there in Kenya, and she is teaching in a school there, a member of our congregation, and she's bringing some of the Bethesda love and joy there. And I know some of you and some of our organizations, the church, are assisting her financially as she is there as well. And so we continue to pray for her. And we just got an update that they are expanding the school, adding another grade to the school. So the work there is being truly blessed. But then also, you know, you may know that we have the United Methodist University there, Africa University. It was founded a while back. They now have about 1,300 students, and the students come from 36 countries within Africa. The amazing thing is that the United Methodists support Africa University, and a lot of times when the students get there, they have spent everything they have just to get to the school. They have no money left. They can't pay for their tuition. They can't pay for food, lodging, anything else. And so Africa University has to support them because they spent all their money just to get there and then to be educated. And Africa University serves to promote Christianity in Africa, but also to promote self-sustaining ways of life for the people there. And one of the ways in which the World Service Fund helps is not only to Africa University, but also through an institute called the African Rural Institute. The African Rural Institute is all about helping Africans learn how to do sustainable farming, farming that they can do for generations. And part of that is done at Africa University, and part of it is done so that food can be provided for Africa University because, of course, the students can't pay for the food. And so your money given to Africa University helps in education. Your money also goes to the African Rural Institute to help them grow farms, grow crops, so that they can provide. Let's move over into Europe or Eurasia. Latvia. Latvia there that was under occupation for over 50 years. The Latvian United Methodist Church there has survived all that time, and they are struggling to expand and have other United Methodist congregations in Latvia. And so they are working there, and we have sent missionaries there to continue in that work, but also funding through the World Service Fund so that they can begin other congregations there in Latvia as well. Let's go to the Middle East. You have Bethlehem Bible College. Bethlehem Bible College, isn't that nice? And they serve about 150 students. Your money that you give through the World Service Funds is helping fund that. And their whole purpose is because Christianity in the Middle East is on the decline, and so they're trying to raise young Christian leaders in that area so that they can continue the work of Christianity in the Middle East. One of my favorites is in China, the Happy Children's Home of China. They're in Huanghao province there in China. They have 23 young children there, 23. Those children were homeless, did not have parents, were basically abandoned. They've been taken into the Happy Children's Home of China, and your money is going there as well. And the whole purpose, I'm getting choked up about this, sorry. But the whole purpose of that children's home is to help them know Christ, to provide for them education, clothing, food, shelter, medical, whatever they need, provide all of their needs. But then the stated purpose is to help them become Christians there in China. In the Caribbean, in Latin America, we help through the Food Resources Bank. You may not have heard of it, but it's a growing institution. Basically, it's all about helping area farmers in the Caribbean and Latin America to be able to have small farms that are sustaining and small farms that they can live off of, small farms where they can feed themselves and have money and everything else. And so instead of trying to build big farms, they're doing it locally and doing small farms. But this resource bank also partners with big farms in the United States, agribusiness in the United States, partners with them also to get resources. So now this Food Resources Bank is in over 30 countries, and we are helping through that as well. How do we see Christ? We see Christ through faithful people giving to the work, faithful people doing the work, and faithful service happening around the world. Also here at home, your World Service Fund also helps fund the Redbird School, which is in Kentucky, part of the Redbird Mission. I think you've heard of that in Appalachia. And the Redbird School serves a county, three different counties there in Kentucky. In 2014, the New York Times did a survey of 3,100 counties in the United States, and they found that those three counties where the Redbird School serves were among the 30 lowest counties in the nation. Lowest in terms of income, serves of medical, being able to get medical needs and things done, poverty, health care, education. They had a whole list of criteria. And the one county where the Redbird School is actually located was bottom of the list. Of all 3,100 counties, Clay County was the bottom of the list in their criteria that they had. And yet, we have the Redbird School there, United Methodist School, serving them, the Redbird Mission, the clinic that is there as well, serving there. Your presence is felt there, not just our prayers, but your sustainability by giving them funds so that they can continue in that work. That's just a handful of the ways in which we see Jesus, the ways in which we can be involved, the ways we are involved in the world. He says here in verse 3, in describing Jesus Christ, he says, he is the reflection of God's glory. In chapter 1, verse 3, he is the reflection of God's glory. What a marvelous way to see Jesus Christ, to see Jesus Christ being reflected through the work of Bethesda, but reflected through the United Methodist Church, reflected through Christians everywhere and churches everywhere doing many of the same things, bringing the presence of Christ into the world so that others might see Jesus as well. Let us pray. Most gracious.